Hello and welcome to Movie Theater Time Machine, the show where we keep it idiot and real.
And everybody just put their heads in their hands.
I swear to God, my friend, if you continue that voice, I'm throwing you out of my house.
That's fair enough. That's fine. Yeah. That's fine. That's fine. I understand. I can only keep it up for a second anyway.
I was thinking, yeah, you're going to wreck your voice trying to do that.
Yeah. So we go with Major Pain today.
Oh, and
it caused some. It's accurate.
Yeah.
It certainly caused some.
The 1995 film starring here Damon Wayans, Karen Parsons, Chris Owen, Damon, Dante Wayans, Michael Ironsides, Andrew Leeds, Bam Bam Bigelow,
yep.
William Hickey, Spanky, and Dean Laurie.
Honestly,
just to name a few.
Honestly, it's a crime how underused Michael Ironside was in this movie.
Yeah.
It is a fucking crime.
Here's my headcanon on that. He was drinking because he got off the set of Next Karate Kid.
Yeah. Wait, Next Karate Kid is later, though.
Shit, right?
Yeah. I think Next Karate Kid's like 1997.
My theory then is he agreed to this movie before seeing the script, and he's just mad, so he just showed up drunk.
Yeah, and he just wrote it in. He was
Stone's dad.
Yeah.
Stepdad.
I own you.
Yeah.
Criminally
underused. They should have made him like the leader of one of the other teams or
right.
some shit.
Yeah.
That would have been the cat. Who did the casting?
He could be Rochek.
Honestly, with the amount of movies I've seen of him where he's in the military,
yeah,
there are so many.
And he's Ultra Magnus. He's an officious military.
Yeah. And he went off to Starfleet shortly after this, too.
Yes, he did, because that's in 1996.
Yeah.
And let's see, he's one of the guys in Top Gun, for fuck's sake.
Right.
Like,
Top Gun 89. I'm looking at that to try to see what the Next Karate Kid was just before it.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Yeah, 94.
So he's drunk because of it.
Yeah, he walked off the set like, I don't know what the fuck that was. A movie? I own you. That's not the line I fucking power that.
I want to know why he was just kind of walking in the middle of a grass hill. There's no path from the
right. Did somebody
lot?
just say, "Hey, your kid's that way"?
Yeah,
and like just stumbled down the hill.
Well, in that bit though, they actually alluded really quickly that he went there. He went to that academy.
Oh.
Yeah,
so it's somewhere
like,
he probably
in the credits, he's like Lieutenant Colonel Stone or whatever.
Oh, you know, yeah, so he probably,
like,
yeah, he probably
salute.
Did.
Give me a salute, boy.
I'm not saluting you. Yeah. Oh.
But it does have Bam Bam Bigelow, though.
It does have Bam Bam Bigelow.
Which I didn't realize it was him at first.
Right.
Yeah.
And I was like, why do these... Okay, the skull tattoos look familiar. Why do they look familiar? And then I realized earlier today, it's like, son of a bitch, it's Bam Bam Bigelow.
Mm-hmm.
You expect him to try to do a flying headbutt?
Yep.
Here, Evelyn of Bashan there, but I think criminally underrated was William Hickey.
Yeah.
Oh, the,
They only paid him enough for 10 minutes.
The green boys.
When they stand near the hedges, I lose them.
I can't see where they are.
That's what I said. They only had him. They had him for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Here's your line.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like they
go outside. Here's your line.
They had him for 10 minutes, and he was actually collecting bugs and refused to stop, so they had to put it into the movie.
Trying to get here with a butterfly net. Honestly, I personally love this movie. And I
mean, to each their own.
Absolutely.
I understand not everybody's going to love it.
I personally,
see,
all right.
We love Empire Records, and
you guys didn't really
mesh with it.
So,
it
no.
So it's this movie made me question my childhood as to what the hell was wrong with me.
This
because I thought it was funny when I was a kid, and now as an adult, I'm like. What am I watching? And it's not for the reason that you think.
Okay.
Because I could go on the whole thing about putting boys in dresses and,
yeah.
and basically yeah. the entire movie is screaming how women are weak, mm-hmm. therefore you must be a man.
Yeah, fuck that shit.
Yeah. I'm not even going there. Because honestly, it was 1995. Everything had this rhetoric.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm not going there with that. What I'm going with this movie is so incohesive. It does not know what it wants to be. No, I'm serious.
Yeah.
If you look at it from a like cinematic type point of view, it is not slapstick.
No.
Because a slapstick comedy is like Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
It's like I had them all. Like, basically, all the Jim Carrey movies of the 90s.
Yeah.
Like, to a certain extent, like Grumpy Old Man. Grumpy Old Man has slapstick to
right.
it. More than
but
this movie did.
But it's not. But Grumpy Old Man only has, like, certain tiny bits of slapstick. But
yeah.
it's supposed to come off as realism. This is not supposed to be realism. This is supposed to be slapstick. But they threw in realism. And that's where everything becomes incohesive.
Yeah,
it doesn't know what it wants
this
to
movie
be.
This movie has, like, 5 tones, and it swaps through them at a breakneck pace.
Like it's cramming some tropes around.
Right.
Don't disagree with it.
It starts off really slapstick. Like, the first thing you see is he's in a war zone, and one of his friends gets hurt. And he breaks his foot buddy's finger because he's like, yo, works every time. You know,
he wants to take his buddy's mind off his horrible
right.
broken
take your mind off
arm.
Your broken arm.
Right, and that part
break
is
your finger.
That part is funny.
Works every time.
Like, I found that part funny. I'm like, oh, this is the way this movie is being set up to be. Okay. And then he gets discharged out of the military, out of the Marines. He goes and they throw in, Dan pointed it out to me, and I kind of missed it at first, but it's actually
mm-hmm.
quite funny.
One of the, literally, one of the two jokes that made me laugh in this movie. This first one, he's you know, he's out of the military, he won all the wars, there's no more.
He doesn't know what to do with himself.
No, that's a kid.
The apocalypse now.
It's like, you mentioned Apocalypse Now. I will bring up Apocalypse Now stuff in a bit, but okay. The whole I needed to find a job where my skills, which his skills are all killing, could be put to good use, and he goes to the LAPD.
Right.
And
I'm like,
for the time frame that this came out, Rodney King had happened a few years prior to that. They had all the riots.
Mm.
You know, it's like. The tone and that was actually quite funny.
Yeah, this is the one that hit me. I'm just like, all right, okay, fair.
And
there you
then
go.
They put him, they basically get him a job with children.
As a, more or less a babysitter.
With kind of like, it's a private military school, so people have to pay to get in here.
So,
and I was
wondering
how
is it a private military school if only these kids. Are the ROTC.
And
how are they so many different ages crammed together?
It's not a military school. It's a private school.
Preparatory academy.
Yeah, it's a preparatory academy. And the kids are all part of the ROTC section of it. Like you would be in high school.
Right.
So there's an ROTC section, and he's kind of the leader of their ROTC.
Why are there so many grades mushed together?
It's a private school. It's like like a boarding school.
It's like Hogwarts, but they got 6-year-olds.
Yeah.
And ROTC, at least in this part, was actually people who would just be like, all right, they're just going to join the military. They're eventually going to go that way anyway, so I just gotta keep that up.
Or they're problematic.
Or
they need discipline. So, or you've got someone like Palant. That's not his name.
Yeah.
Screamy kid.
Yeah.
All right, you dirtbags.
They call him Brown Nose
Dotson.
Yeah.
You've got him who joined because he wanted to.
Right.
Like, you've got the kids who had to be there, the kids they put in there, and then the kids who wanted to be there. And they're all over the place.
They are. Yeah.
Yeah, they're all over the place. But you get to this school, and he gets put in charge of these kids, and... You immediately, when you meet these kids, you recognize some of them.
Mm.
Like the Shermanator.
I recognized one of them.
I didn't remember what he was from, but the one with the red hair.
Yeah.
Oh my god, when they shave his head, He looks just like that old-timey newspaper comic, the yellow kid. He just needs a yellow nightgown with his thoughts ears, written man. On it.
Yeah.
But you know what I said when they shaved his head? That boy's a ginger. He needs a hat.
He's gonna
be a lobster.
Oh no.
Like, yeah. Give the boy get a lot of sunscreen.
Yeah.
Like,
he was so pasty white, he was almost see-through.
I'm sorry, my nephew is a ginger and his skin is so sensitive and
he mostly just tries to neutralize the blue when he goes out in the sun.
Yeah. Like it's that's why I was like that. Put some sunscreen on that boy. He's like 10 years old.
I agree with you. It's
but you get this guy and he's like running these kids and he is a legit psychopath.
Right.
So all these things could add up to really funny, stupid slapstick.
Yeah.
And then they throw in, oh, you've got this kid who's kind of a delinquent, and then you find out that his stepdad's abusing him, and he's an alcoholic, and then you've got...
He's like, are you 19 or 20?
Oh, God, he's like 35-year-old teenager. Then you've got Tiger, who's an orphan, whose parents died, and he was adopted into...
Adopted by the school.
Can a school adopt a kid?
I don't know.
I don't.
Maybe he's a mascot?
He's got to be a ward of the state, so they probably had a... I mean, if we're going like logic here, they probably had a slot open.
Yeah,
they had a slot open, and he's a ward of the state, so they gave him like an automatic in.
So why is he in ROTC?
Because they don't know what else to do with him.
Put him in regular class.
He is in regular class. Yeah. This is something that gives him something else to do, and the woman who's his foster mother. Is like the counselor who
is the only teacher we see in the school besides Banks.
My headcanon is that's Hillary Banks.
Yep.
If the Banks family went bankrupt and she had to go get a job, because that's the extent of the intelligence of this woman.
I think she was supposed to be the school nurse.
She's the counselor.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure.
She was supposed to be the nurse.
Was she? Because.
Yeah.
The positive reinforcement stuff, I was like,
she was trying to give Tiger a shot. That's why he was running.
Oh, yeah. Right. Okay, fair enough. But like, oh God. This woman, this, I don't know how she ties her own shoes.
She's too permissive.
She also apparently is
Hillary.
And
she is in love with red flags, apparently.
Right. Yeah.
Oh my.
I can fix him. Because even like in a
You're
movie
pretty.
Like.
You want to wrestle?
A movie like Dumb and Dumber, for example. The female lead in Dumb and Dumber, the entire time in Dumb and Dumber, she's looking at Jim Carrey's character like he's an idiot.
He's
infatuated with her, and she's like, he's kind of quirky, and he's got his own little things, but 90% of the time, she's like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy?
Mary Swanson, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you have, I'm still going to be calling her Hillary Banks, because I honest to God can't remember her name.
Karen.
No, I know that's her real name. I'm talking about her character's name. I have no recollection.
Miss Wahlberg.
Because I just kept calling her Hillary. I see her and I'm like, this woman really, he's going on a PTSD rant while he's trying to tell the little engine that could. And she tries to, like, at first she's like horrified, and then she just gets this look of like contented smile.
She gets all wistful.
He's
trying, and he's having himself a moment. Woman, help this man!
Yeah,
I'm just like
cheeky, 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 cheeky,
cheeky. At that point, I literally said out loud, "What the hell am I watching?"
Yeah.
Okay.
It ain't existo.
Oh, no.
It's not existo.
No. Here's
it's not
the deal. Existo. I did not look away from the screen once. I will tell you that.
I'm like, what the hell
is
happening?
I did not look away. I watched the whole movie.
I watched it on my computer. And, you know, I've got three monitors. I am the multitasking distraction master. I purposely did not start a game in another window and finished and just watched this movie. She's like, I want to get through this. I don't want to be like that guy. But I'm like, good Lord, what am I watching? Because there were so many points and just the voice that he uses. I want to know what happened. Okay. This movie, I can describe. It's a 2-minute In Living Color skit that they stretched out to an hour and a half.
Entirely yes.
And it's like the It's Pat movie. Sometimes it doesn't work. It's like Wayne's World worked because you can expand on that. Blues Brothers worked because you can expand on that. Night at the Roxbury didn't work.
Ladies Man did. To a degree.
But this was like the In Living Color version of it. The Wayans is
brain broke.
The Wayans is as a family. They are fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
They are. What happened?
Yeah, there were aspects of the movie that were funny.
The shit out of this.
I liked his acting job and the character because Major Payne is definitely a character.
Most definitely
caricature, maybe.
Yeah, he's quite the character.
The thing is with Damon Wayans. I like Damon Wayans. He's not my favorite Wayans. Marlon is my favorite. But Scary Movie is like one of the funniest fucking movies on the planet.
Yeah.
And I don't like slapstick. You guys know I don't like slapstick.
I still prefer Don't Be a Menace.
Don't Be a Menace is also very funny. But no, Scary Movie is like one of the first parody movies that ever came out that was doing like a genre.
Yeah.
And it was done superbly.
Yeah.
Because the way it's working.
They
should have
stopped there.
And they should have.
The sequel's kind of.
The second one.
The sequel's
funny,
wandered.
But not as funny.
The sequel's wandered, but that first one was great.
That first one was fantastic. And honestly, I used to watch My Wife and Kids, which is a TV show that Damon Wayans
made
was
by the same production company.
Right. It's and he was the main character in that. And I actually really liked that show.
Was
I
funny
it was
a funny as hell show.
A very. I know that the internet would disagree with me, but one of the movies that I liked him in was The Last Boy Scout with Bruce Willis. I love that movie.
Never heard of it.
It's about Bruce Willis being like a private detective because he got kicked out of the police, and Damon Wayans plays a football star that got busted for doing drugs, so he was let go of the NFL, and either drug dealers or mob bosses kill his girlfriend, who's played by Jada Pinkett Smith. And
why did I think it was the?
Why do I know these things?
Why did I think it was the one where
movies.
He met?
We watched
where
the
he
movie.
Met, like the fat past version of himself.
No, that's Looper.
No, what? this was like he met the child version of himself. Looper is when he goes back in time
kid.
To kill himself.
The kid.
Okay.
Yeah, I figured the kid. That's not what I was talking about.
Oh, that's the Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
Bruce Willis. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. No, this one is like at the very end, Bruce Willis ends up getting shot and then dances a jig on top of a scaffolding thing. Like it's supposed to be like a buddy cop movie type deal between the two of them. I actually really like it. But it wasn't during the time where Bruce Willis was one of those like, oh, he's an action star. Let's put him in any action movie you possibly can to get money.
Right.
And that's what The Last Boy Scout was.
And I would argue that Bruce Willis was better as the everyman action hero, as the John McClane.
Right.
So.
Well, this one is supposed to be like a John McClane, except he's not part of the police. He got kicked out. His wife's having an affair. His daughter hates him. Like it's a thing. Apparently, I'm the only person who's seen this movie. But
you're not allowed to be surprised by the movies I haven't seen.
No.
You've known me too long.
I know.
I want to go over a few things with this because there's a little bit of difference with me.
Yeah, of course.
Fair enough.
Growing up, I had a sensei who was very much not exactly like, but Major Benson Winifred Payne was a caricature of him.
Okay.
Oh.
And you know,
was
like,
he in all kinds of wars, though?
Yes, he was a Marine.
Oh.
He was a Marine, and I mean, he did serve some combat zone, but, you know, he didn't do much. And I always saw that. I always saw Eric Gifford. To me.
Okay.
You know, I always saw that because major pain like him can't dance. No one does the robot anymore.
I guess I need to check back in my repertoire.
Deeper into my repertoire.
Which is really funny, and then, but also playing the song will make that coochie pop.
Yeah.
And that really odd fucking dancing.
Okay, that was white boy dancing. That's shit
that I was pull. True.
What the fuck?
That was true. To me, it's just like, I'm like, you could put Donald Faison in there, it would still do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like Donald Faison and Zach Braff, and then you have a Scrubs episode. But it's just, and listeners, if you don't know, like, I have a tail end of a sinus infection, so my voice is not the same. So if I sound scratchy, here, I'm going to sound more and more like an old blues man as this episode goes on.
He's
so
a little froggy today.
Just roll with it, you know. I'll tell you about my life.
I'll tell you one note
at a time.
And I hurt myself today.
And Cadet Alex Stone.
Who, in my opinion, now we mentioned the Apocalypse Now before, right? Yes. He should have been, if they're going to do, like, a remake of Apocalypse Now,
They
should have him from 1995, I suppose, that version of him as the guy that went mad in the desert, in the jungle. God, I did the desert jungle thing again, like from Predator. Fuck. I did it again, goddamn it.
I think...
Okay, Alex was 20.
Okay.
Yep, that's
played by a man, Steve Martini.
Steve Martini, yeah.
And
who's mostly done, like, TV stuff, but, like, the looks that he was giving the whole time with those, like, smoldering blue eyes and just the intense look and the, I dare you, I dare do it. It's just like, he is... The man who went mad in the jungle, whose name I cannot remember right now for the life of me, is pissing me off.
Yeah,
I was just thinking, Major Payne is stuck in an apartment because he got kicked out.
Yep.
I think I was like, wait a minute, is this? It's been a long time since I've seen Apocalypse Now, but wasn't there a thing going on where he's going stir crazy?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the cooking the rat scene was from that.
Yes.
Too.
Yeah.
Okay. Here, but Cadet Stone, played by Steve Martini, was originally supposed to be Zachary Ty Bryan.
Really?
Yeah. Who was the oldest kid
from
Home Improvement.
I was about to say, the spare kid from Home Improvement.
Yeah. There were two spares.
Yeah.
Because you had JTT that everybody went nuts for. And we liked
the kid.
Yeah.
Oh,
like
the little one? The little one?
Randy was
the middle one. Yep.
Brad was the
older
was the,
one.
Brad, that's was his fucking name.
Brad was the spare, and then the little one.
Mark. Yeah.
Mark, who went totally goth in, like, the last seasons.
Yep. It
was funny as hell.
Fucking funny as fuck.
Yeah.
It's not a phase, Mom.
The thing is, though, he dressed like my brother, so I couldn't say anything.
You just hear My Chemical Romance coming from upstairs.
Not my brother. Not my brother. No,
but
no.
I'm talking Mark.
It was supposed to be Zachary Ty Bryan, which would you see the hair that he has before they shave him bald? And I'm like, okay.
I was like, it's totally the 90s, right? Because he's got frosted tips, man.
Yeah. It's like he shows up and he's got the hair that just that goes.
Oh,
like
he's at the Ryder
he's
Strong
got the Ryder
haircut.
Strong
yes.
dude with the middle bit that just kind of goes into both sides.
Yeah.
That
and I tried to do that hair back when I had hair.
My cousin Greg did.
Yeah, he did.
The worst part is, for the time, he rocked it.
It was perfect.
Okay, you look at the pictures now, it's just like, oh,
dear.
But at the time, he rocked that shit.
I tried to do it, and everybody thought I had a hat on.
What?
Oh, no.
I couldn't do anything.
The way that my hair was, it looked like, you know, that hat that I have with the brim in front?
Yep.
It looked like that.
Yeah, Chris, my brother, his hair is... He tried to grow his hair out, and my brother's hair doesn't grow down, it grows up. So
does gravity eventually?
No, it literally turns into a helmet.
Oh, it's like literally, his hair is
like his
super...
hair is so thick.
Wow.
And so dense that it doesn't get like long. It just keeps getting thicker and just kind of
evolving on top of his head. I'm not joking. Like, he was so frustrated with his hair that he kept having to cut it short, and he hated it. He wanted to have long hair, and he couldn't do it. It was
same deal. My hair turns into the white guy fro.
You have a white guy fro.
It's like, well, not so much anymore, because it, like...
Because it's not there anymore.
Well, even when I do let it go, it's straighter than it used to be, but not, like, not where I need it.
Yeah, it's not curly.
So, but when I was younger, it was, like, just straight up, like... Afro, like I like, you look around the chair at the salon, it looked like a squirrel exploded. It was just
to be fair, it still looks like that because it's on the bathroom floor now.
Yeah, I clean it.
Now, when you have that at the beginning, when you have them berating the kids and getting the delinquents in order.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes, there's some fucking problematic jokes.
No,
talking at the fat kid.
Like I said.
And making fun of the deaf kid.
I forgave a lot of the social commentary of this movie because I broke it down to the time that this movie came out and what every other movie on the planet was also doing.
I just figured it was an army thing.
No, I just figured it was a 90s thing.
Well, the thing is...
Little column A, little column
B. Yeah, 90s, the army...
Boot camp is not a pleasant place.
No. Because they want you to toughen up.
No, because they want to break you down and bring you back up as a unit.
Yeah.
Like, boot camp is not...
And that's what he did.
Yeah. He absolutely... I'm not saying that his methods didn't work.
Yeah.
Because they totally did. And I was getting, like, Little Giant montages, you know, during this particular part as well. So...
when he plants them and says, okay, you're going to plant them, and you're going to... Like,
and the only thing I can think of is these kids are going to wake up with a cold.
Yeah. Like, that little Brussels sprouts.
That was amusing.
Yes, yeah. It was.
You know, they say, okay, you cabbage patch kids, get in there. You know, so I won't make fun of my bunk or won't disrespect my quarters or whatever the hell I said, but they're just preparing them for the military games. He's got 2 months to do it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
To get a trophy for the military games, for the military games of Virginia, which only include 5 schools, apparently.
And what I don't get is if it's all multi-age, what if one team has, like, a bunch of teens?
That's what happens.
Yeah.
So.
That it's not, it's really not fair.
Exactly. So how is that any kind of competition?
Mm-hmm. This whole movie is kind of comes under the
just
whole,
go like, with it.
I didn't know if there was anything in real life.
Well, there was one part later you even questioned it, like, why the hell is me going to jail?
There's so many reasons as to why
I'm like, they being like, yeah, why the hell is me going to jail?
I just want to know where he got a live grenade.
Right?
I want to know where he got, like, I can see him having the pistol or whatever and all that, but man, where did he find that fucking grenade?
No.
I can see him having
who's
a grenade.
The dummy now?
Like, I can see this man having an arsenal in his house.
Okay, and here's again where another bit of slapstick could have worked in favor of this movie, of him continually kind of overreacting out in the field and having, like, an increasingly ridiculous kind of, like, arsenal.
Right.
Does
he have a tank somewhere?
But they have a tank somewhere. One scene, he fires a rocket launcher or something.
Yeah.
It would... Okay, what? it's like the season 2 of Full Metal Panic.
Sosuke.
Just going increasingly overboard with just, like, the weaponry and shit that he brings to this school. This show sounds a lot worse than it really is. I'm not...
You're not doing it justice at all,
no.
But it's a great show.
It's
regardless.
Mecca.
It's
great.
Regardless, yes, that they kind of, they missed out on a few, like, slapsticky opportunities.
I agree with you.
That would have made, I think, this movie a bit more enjoyable. The whole, okay, now, we get to the scene where they want to, and they stole this idea from a different movie altogether. I'll get into that in a second. They put a kid in a dress put him in bed with Major Payne because they want to get him kicked out as a teacher.
Right, to do something
now,
so perverse.
There is a movie, I need to find, okay, for, I want to say
like,
Toy Soldiers, but that's not correct.
Why is it me? Why do I have to wear the dress? Because you got the biggest tits.
Ralph Macchio, isn't it?
That was the part I'm like, oh.
Yeah, okay. God. Hold on, let me find it. Up the Academy is what it's called. Up the Academy. The kids in Up the Academy have, like, a drill sergeant guy who they fucking hate, and he's a terrible, terrible person. Very similar to this movie. In very similar ways. And they get a girl to dress up like one of the students and seduces him. And she comes out wearing like a negligee. She's 16. She comes out wearing a negligee and she has him tied to the bed, makes him wear her negligee, and records him asking to be tickled with a feather.
Shit.
And that's how, and they take pictures of him that way, and they out him during a football game with this. So when I saw this, I was like, they're pulling the same trick. They're going to try to pull the same trick. So they get this kid who's the fat kid.
Heathcliff or whatever.
Yeah. Heathcote.
All right.
They get him to wear a dress.
Now I'm just picturing, and then he comes, I'm picturing him as an orange cat.
They come in. They come into the place where he's sleeping, like the quarters, yeah. the adult quarters,
the ROTC building.
His eyes are just open.
He sleeps with his eyes open because apparently military guys do that.
He hasn't blinked in like 45 minutes.
Made him paranoid. Yeah.
But they
raging PTSD.
The kid comes in. This is actually a scene that made me laugh. The kid comes in and he's wearing a different dress, and they look to him and they said, "Why'd you change dresses?" And he says, "Because this one's prettier." And honest to God, it is prettier. And then I went on to Dan earlier. I went on like a 10-minute rant about why it was prettier. And here's the... And I'm going to do an abbreviated one.
It worked better for him.
I'm going to do an abbreviated one. Here's the reason why.
Fashion.
When you are a larger person, there are certain bits of clothing that I don't want to say is more body appropriate, right, but more body flattering.
Yeah.
Okay. When you are a bigger person, and again, I'm going to go into a little bit of detail. Boys and girls' clothes are very different. Boys can get away with, you know, dress shirt, dress pants, done. Shorts, t-shirt, done. Like, boom. Girls have a plethora of different options. I mentioned like 6 different types of bottoms to Dan in like 5 seconds. Because
she even brought up skorts.
Skorts, palazzo pants, skirts, dresses.
How about a skate?
There's, but my point is, there are so many different types of.
It's more of a one piece than.
No. In the 90s, they used to sell 2-piece dresses where you would have a blouse and a skirt of the exact same pattern. Skirt, yes, but they would sell it as a dress because they would sell it on the same hanger and have these white like ribbon things attached to it because they were still attached to each other, but they were 2 separate pieces. But
you could like roll up the blouse part and tie it in front like the pure 90s girl would do the midriff thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. You could do that. The first dress that he's wearing is actually one of these 2-piece dresses.
Yeah.
And it has a banded bottom top. Banded bottoms are not flattering on bigger people. They actually make you look bigger.
They give you
because they gather material, they're usually baggier.
They make a bit of a muffin top, whether they have it or not.
And that's what he's wearing the first time. And then when he changes into the white dress and he says it's prettier, he's 100% correct. Because not only is it a prettier design, it's more body fitting on him.
Yeah, it sits on him better.
So I literally sat there watching this, and I was completely stone sober. I want it known. Go, and me sitting there going, he's absolutely right.
We've got the science.
Like I sat there going, I worked at a clothing store for how many years? He's absolutely right.
Oh shit! So you saw that firsthand?
Yes. That's why I'm saying, I know this very well. And so, yeah.
Yeah, like, that scene, you're right, is, like, several things are just off with that.
Ugh, lots of it, yeah.
Do military people sleep with their eyes open? No.
No,
if you sleep with your eyes open, you have a problem.
Yeah, it is not possible to do that, you know, at all.
What about sleep standing up? Isn't that a thing?
Still, you know, you can do that.
I will say I have fallen asleep standing up.
I've fallen asleep standing up before.
I didn't stay standing up for long.
Still, you still have your eyes shut.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, he did say wars made me very paranoid. You know, which okay. He's had 11 separate engagements.
Yeah, he's
How old is he?
He's special forces, so he's beyond your standard like Marine. He's one of the people that gets sent out for special missions to take people out.
Right.
I'm just wondering why he was like he missed the smell of mustard gas or something. Because isn't that World War One that was banned?
Because he's a fucking psychopath.
Yeah.
That's honestly, this man is a psychopath. The first thing he thinks of when he wakes up in the morning is killing.
He's killing. I haven't killed in over a week.
2 weeks. And the, but you do have the relationship that brews with him and Tiger.
It's just, it's a relationship.
I wouldn't say it brews. I'd say it just kind of. Oh, there it is.
Well, what the... Well,
oh, God, yeah.
Well, you go from him peeing his pants in the line.
Yeah. Because he wouldn't let Tiger go use the bathroom.
Yeah.
Because he's a dick.
To, yeah. To, you know, getting a little better, reading a bedtime story, although...
And then trauma dumping on the kid.
But before that, where he's like, there's a monster in my closet, and he shoots the door
off. And that was the other thing that made me laugh in this, was like, if he's still in there, he ain't happy.
What if it was like a kid playing a prank?
Well, that's their fault, then, isn't it? Because that was my thought, too, was, oh, shit. No, but the other thought, too, was there was somebody in there, and they were going to try to do something, and he got him.
Major Payne just went ahead and took out the evil man with extreme prejudice.
No, there's a couple
being
things.
He ain't happy.
There's a couple things I can say about, like, the scenes with him and Tiger and learning about Tiger and things like that. Right when he first gets there and he introduces himself to the kids that night, like, he and, I'm still going to call her Hillary, have a talk about the kids and her, you know, doing the whole, haven't you ever heard of positive reinforcement? And I'm like, oh God, this
positive reinforcement.
This is so the 90s. Yeah. Not that positive reinforcement is a bad thing. It's not. It actually works really well. But
she should yell at him more.
She's being a very, very Gen X parent.
Yeah.
Where it's, you know, participation trophies. And then you wonder why.
Then Gen X complains about the participation trophies. You gave them to us.
I thought that was boomers.
No.
It's all over the map.
Yeah. It depends on when you were born, too, and how old your parents were. Like, my parents were older.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah. Were younger. Yeah, mine were older, so. But anyway, regardless, she comes in with saying that, and he's reading the dossiers on every single one of the kids. So he knows all their backgrounds. It's very much a him doing recon.
Right.
So that's why when she mentions about Tiger, he already knows. He knows everything. He read the kid's dossier.
Yeah.
So he's well aware of the kid's, like, some of the shit the kid's been through. And then she gives him this book on how to be a good male role model.
Oh, God.
And I'm like,
which a lot of people could have used in the 90s, let's be honest.
But I don't think Major Payne is really going to take
reading
the time.
It with a bayonet knife.
Yeah.
Yeah. Scratching his head.
That is a kukri.
Yeah, it's a kukri.
It is a kukri. It is a, or potentially, possibly a Gurkha knife.
Because it's curved, right?
It's curved with a blade on the inside.
Yeah.
Now, it's Indian.
One of the things, I worked for a company where we went to schools and taught kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
These were volunteer teachers, and this was a running joke I had with one of the other teachers that we went into, and I said, I will be sensitive to his needs. You know, sensitive, and then you sent him away, and he just yells at him about that, sensitive. And but like, that is one of my favorite lines.
I appear to be wrong. I believe it's a Nepalese thing.
Nepalese?
The Kirkanites, Nepalese.
Oh, gotcha.
From Nepal or Nepal?
Nepal.
Dig, right on.
Nepal Army.
Yeah.
Kukris are cool. Anyway.
Yeah. So, but his relationship with this kid, him trying to get on his level you know, you could see him starting.
And you can just soften a little bit. It's like the angry music as he comes down. It's like, oh, I just
like, you know, have you ever heard of the little engine that could?
Why does he soften up towards Tiger? Is it
because of
Karen Parsons?
Yeah, because he's got a boner for her, and she kind of hypnotizes him with that.
Yes.
I mean, Karen Parsons is a beautiful woman.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely knows how to play him.
Yeah, so she got in there and did it. Why do I feel like a jackass? let me help and let me do that. But yeah, she fawns over him.
Yeah.
And the oddball after the little engine that could, when they go out on a date.
Oh, and like, eats like a Saiyan?
Yeah.
Okay.
That stuffed chicken went away quick.
Just like, why isn't she more afraid of him still?
This was because she's turned on by red flags, apparently. And that is, this man is entirely red flags wrapped in a dress uniform. It's, at this point, like, I had been rolling my eyes so hard, I think I actually saw my own brain, and my brain said, bruh, why?
You're right.
At that point, too, he basically has gaslit these kids into thinking that if they get this trophy, because he tells them that if he, you know, you want me gone so bad, go steal this trophy, get me the trophy. From this other, like, school, this other private school.
It's apparently 2 miles down the road.
And he gets these kids
which is not an abnormal thing in Virginia.
No. Mm. And he gets these kids to do this, except it's completely a trap because he's already let this other school know that these kids are coming to steal the trophy. So they're waiting there to get these kids' asses kicked.
Yeah.
Which I sort of get what he was trying to do because he gets them all to work together and everything else.
And I guess punishes them for
trying to get rid of him. And also he has Stone recently promoted to drill sergeant.
Team lead.
Yeah. What happened to Yelling Kid?
He left.
Yeah.
Oh.
I thought
his dad showed up. Oh, no, that was the other one.
That's the other one. No, he... Palant tells tells him that he's going to leave the school and he has to transfer him to the school of the place that they tried to steal the trophy from.
You got to tell... I'm sure the audience might be wondering what the fuck you keep calling.
Okay, so the kid who plays Dotson plays Christopher Palant on Bones. And he's got a very distinctive face. So when I first saw this kid, I'm like, I fucking know this. I know this guy. He's so familiar to me. And it took me a couple minutes to go, oh, hell, he's Christopher Palant, who, honestly, the character he plays is a super intelligent, psychopathic serial killer. And he plays it well. So when I saw this kid, I was like, oh, no, he's just playing a fucking brown noser right now.
Right.
Okay.
And when he finally gets his lights checked out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
God, that's so good.
That part was actually pretty funny.
That's so fucking good.
In Bones?
Yeah.
Okay.
When he gets his lights checked out.
Yeah, right? I don't know. It's been a while. Yeah.
And, they go for the games. They do that. And they want to get unified. But there is a thing that I have experienced something like this. You know,
they told you to break into somewhere could possibly get arrested?
Teamwork.
No. Where they said that I was the senior student of Giffords Academy.
Oh.
And I wanted to get a trophy at an upcoming tournament. And he had his trophies in the locked office.
Mm.
So he said, good, take one of mine. And I said, it was like, and I was kind of slacking off. I just wanted to go and expected to do something because I have cerebral palsy. And I should have been in a special division where I could have gone, cleaned out everybody, and take all the trophies. And he's like, would it have been fucking worth it to do that? Like, would it have been worth it for you to do it? So if you would have gone in there and just, okay, just go get your damn participation trophy, in reality.
Yep.
Go there, fail, and know you did a damn good job. Know that you tried. And I'm like, oh, yeah, good point. Yeah. So, like, I get that. I saw that. I'm like, oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, no, the honestly getting it, but what he had them do was something that was completely illegal that could have gotten them in major actual law trouble.
What about the grenade? I don't think he cares.
Well, no, but this, but the grenade is something that he did himself, and
like, but he even says, "I will deny everything."
Right.
Yeah.
It's just one of those things where it's like, this dude should not be teaching children.
No. 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 But this is kind of a theme, and this is why I wanted to do this, because it shows comedy is subjective.
Oh, most definitely.
Is subjective, and things are not going to seem right.
Right. And everybody finds this different things funny. Like, I don't like Jim Carrey. I do not. But there are a lot of people out there that do, and they think he's hysterical. And more power to you. He does not rub me the correct way.
there are also people who think that the Michael Bay Transformers movies are good.
Yeah.
I mean, they're wrong.
But my point, Nick, is 100% correct.
Yeah.
Comedy in itself and what people find funny is extremely subjective.
That's why we do this.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we do this, and that's why I had this idea this month in general. To be able to say, hey, you know, like, let's see what we can do. And
even if we have differences of opinion.
Yeah.
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 Now.
It's like, you know, if you like this movie, more power to you. I don't get it, but more power to you.
I still like it because of personal things.
That makes there perfect sense, though.
But one thing I do like is when he beats up Bam Bam Bigelow.
Yeah, that was a little bit, we kind of skipped over that a little bit.
I'm floating around a bit.
But yeah, Stone hired him to scare off.
Basically, after they pull the dress thing, the punishment that Payne gives them is they're all, like, doing their drills in, like, evening gowns.
And, like, doing a march song about it.
About wearing dresses and being girly. And that, again, a social commentary as it is like, oh, yeah, because being a girl is totally weak. But
although, to be fair, the kind of blackmail they were trying to do.
Oh, it was horrible.
It was a fitting punishment. Absolutely
horrible. But after that, he basically humiliates all of the squad. Even though only certain members of it.
Right.
But that's the whole thing, if one of you is in trouble, all of you is in trouble. That's how that works.
One of you fucked up, you all fucked up. Right.
Keep that in mind.
Get in line, start cleaning.
Right. So, like, because that's when, again, Dotson, who was the brown noser, he also has to wear a dress and he's pissed about it. So they're like, we want to get back at him. I have an idea.
Put me down for 40.
Yeah, I'm going to hire somebody. How much you got? And, you know, one kid's like 20, and another's got 25, and then Dotson runs down. He's like, put me down for 40. So,
And I'm thinking in my mind, like, in 1995, you had 20 bucks, and you went to Scholastic Book Fair. Like, you were making out with quite a bit. Like, who the hell has $20 on them at 7? Well,
did you notice how many snacks that boy had?
Yeah, true.
Oh, yeah, fat boy funny joke.
But legit, that boy, I was looking at, like, what he was eating. I'm like, he had a box of fucking Lucky Charms under his arm. And I'm like,
that's zany.
Oh, a full-size box of Lucky Charms.
Fat boy funny joke.
So, but I'm thinking in my head, it's like, how can this boy afford to, you know, to buy all these snacks? Granted, even in the 90s, a box of General Mills cereal like that is going to be like $1.75. But that's still, you know, where are you going to get the money for that when you're a kid, unless your parents are giving it to them? I know, it's ridiculous. It's inflation. But, like, that's what I'm thinking is, like, okay, so, like, this boy, they all have some sort of disposable income.
Right.
It's also the mid-90s. We were not in a recession. The economy was actually pretty good. We were not in any major wars at that point. There are so many things, factors that you can go into when it comes to the economy, at least in this movie.
Sounds like rich people school.
Exactly. It is a rich people school. So it's not surprising that these kids will have disposable income.
Yeah. And even when you see it later, like with Bam Bam coming in who, like, it amazed me because it's like that time pro wrestling didn't really have much acting.
No,
it was, and I looked
mean,
on
this
YouTube.
Would be really early to see. Yeah. I mean, Suburban Commando was around the same time, right?
But I also looked up on YouTube to try to see if he had any promos.
Yeah,
or if he had something. Very few times he had a promo before a match, and if he did, it was very limited.
Yeah, he didn't talk much.
No. Yeah, he was like the
Moon of Ashan spoke for him.
Yeah, Bam Bam Bigelow was like the quiet, scary enforcer biker character.
Exactly. So when he actually had to talk and memorize lines, it's like, ooh,
it's like finding out like a silent film era guy's like voice just does not work out.
It's so squeaky.
Family Guy did it.
I liked it.
Well, it actually happened with in All Quiet on the Western Front.
Yeah,
the soldier that's dying in the crater.
Yeah.
Was a silent film star, and his voice just did not work for the
right.
talkies.
Was it like a foreign language thing?
No,
I thought that was part of some people's problems.
No, they just couldn't that too, but this one just couldn't project. Now, when they hire the guy and they do this, and he has a good takedown. Takes down a near 350-pound man with a wrist flip. Not quite the right thing to do.
I'm gonna say you gotta be real. Like,
he punches him in the throat at first. So,
Which is a funny scene where it's like, "Oh, I thought you were gonna kick me in the face."
Well, because he says he's going to.
Yeah. Well, you call me a liar.
I'm gonna put this side of my foot across that side of your face.
The only thing I could think of was Red Foreman. My foot's gonna go right up your ass, like.
Oh God. Yeah, now before the games are about to start, they get formed together, they're doing really well. They all get together here. Stone's stepdad comes in, played by Michael Ironside.
Yep. Criminal misuse of this man.
But you do have a few words in the background with, you know, hey, are your parents coming? No. Are your parents coming? They would, but I have allergies.
I told them not to.
Yeah.
And, you know, just kind of showing, okay, they're all left alone.
Yep.
And
their
you know,
parents sent them to the school
Michael,
to basically get them out of their
just hair. Leave. Yeah. Just leave. I have a good friend who went to preparatory school and still near 60 still holds that vendetta.
Yeah. So that underscores this theme, the whole family, we make our own family kind of thing going on at the end.
Just put Vin Diesel.
I'm family.
You know, and before that, they get all set up, and Payne gets notice from the general.
There's a new war happening. We need you to war the
we
war.
We need you to go to Bosnia, which is scary accurate.
Go tomorrow. Well, tomorrow's the games, sir. Games. We got you in there.
You only get one chance.
I got you back in the military.
If you don't go, then you're gone forever.
And isn't he like Lieutenant Colonel now instead of Major?
He would be Lieutenant Colonel.
Yeah, he was going to be promoted.
If he did it.
Yeah.
If he did it.
We all know according to Feel Good Movie rules, he's going to go back to the kids.
Of course.
Right.
But come on, you can't just...
But he has... That sounds like a really important fucking mission to just blow off.
This is where you kind of like... Would the military put him in jail?
Yes.
He wouldn't be court-martialed yet. The reason is because he wasn't fully instated.
Oh.
Until he got the paper. Like he had the papers, but until things were like signed and crossed, he would not be court-martialed for it. Because it was a voluntary mission. It wasn't something that he was truly being assigned because he had the option to opt out. So, no, he would not have been court-martialed for it. I'm pretty sure.
I still think it probably would have been a good... idea to do the job.
Well, here's the deal. He didn't go back to these kids because he wanted to help the kids.
Oh, he wanted to get with he has this extended fantasy when he's, for one thing, I'm just like, that poor house next to a train track.
This This is my absolute favorite scene of the entire
movie. It is pretty fucking funny.
You know, where they have the grill. He's fantasizing. Parsons coming out with lemonade.
Yep.
The pool. Tiger running around.
White picket fence because he threw the white picket fence in her face.
Yeah. Mm. Get a white picket fence home, adopt Tiger.
Yeah, get married, adopt Tiger. Like, is this what you expected?
What you want from me?
Yeah. Because he's like cruel. Yeah. In that scene. Like, he's legit cruel to her.
Yeah, of course, because it's like, okay, got the owner's got to leave. So, not thinking anywhere about beyond that.
And it's not even like a Lassie type moment where it's like, no, girl, I hate you, go, because, you know, they're coming to euthanize her. So he's trying to, there's an entire episode of Lassie where Lassie gets falsely accused of biting a kid. And Timmy tries to make her run away. Because they're coming to euthanize her. And he's like, I hate you, Lassie. Yo, go away, shoo. And she won't leave because she's a dog. She doesn't understand.
Oh, that's a classic trope.
Yes, too. But that's where it started. And like the, like, I forget when Lassie came out. The 50s, 60s?
50s, yeah. Sure.
So, and of course, everything gets resolved because it's a half-hour TV show. But... yeah, it's one of those, like, it wasn't even a Lassie type thing where he's trying to, like, spare her feelings. No, he's just a dick. Like, flat out. And then he's sitting at the train station waiting for this train to show up. And he has this, like, perfect fantasy in his head. And then, of course, you know, a Asian man with Beretta comes at him.
Vietnam guy?
Yeah. But I didn't say Vietnam because I don't want to specify where this person is coming from.
Well, he keeps talking about Vietnam stuff, so I just figured it was...
Which is funny because he wouldn't have been in Vietnam.
That's what I was wondering. How old is he?
Yeah.
I think he probably would have been a young teenager during Vietnam, so I highly doubt...
Well, he talked about Charlie, you know.
Constantly, but that's also a throwback to people who have PTSD... Right. Yeah, I figured are having like flashbacks of.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if it was like referencing something for comedic effect or.
I'm pretty sure they threw that in as he's having like flashbacks and PTSD because almost everybody in movies like such as this has a flashback in PTSD about Charlie, which is what they called
Viet Cong.
Right.
So. And I just like how it's the whole thing. Fantasy is like silent, and he's just kind of like, and then he just casually, like, the guy attacks, and he just kind of, what is he, flip him or smash him in the head? Into the pool.
Okay, so.
And then.
But then when Hillary's just laughing.
And she's like, aw, you.
Was I the only one that noticed how horribly fake that Kalashnikov rifle was?
Yeah.
It was the most rubber of rubber prop weapons to the point where the thing was in an arc. Like, the barrel was just arcing down.
I can guarantee you that's because of all the takes they had to do with it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It probably started off just fine, and then the final take where everything worked, that's what it looked like.
It must have been so hot that day because your gun's melting, sir.
You can't dictate what he fantasizes about.
It literally is airsoft. Literally is airsoft, yeah.
Unless you get hit by one of those, because then they're not soft.
When you get that, like, you need that 50s music style. Oh, look what you did. You did it again.
Like, we're gonna have a freeze frame while the credits come up.
I want to hear a laugh track.
Yeah.
And the, you know, the train passes by, he's like, I screwed up.
But like I said, he's not going back for the kids.
No.
That had nothing to do with the kids. He was going to let those kids, like, rock. Because he's And then he throws, like, the other cruel thing he says.
Yeah.
Is when Alex Stone throws, I remember his name for some reason. Nobody else's name.
You never remember names.
His name is Alex Stone. I don't know why.
Yeah.
But he says to him, like, this entire time during their like, training montage is like, because we're family. It's a sense of family. And then he goes to leave, and Alex is like, what's all this bullshit about family then? And he's like, don't you realize that families break up?
Mm.
And I was like, ow, fucking ow, especially for this kid who obviously his family has broken up before. This guy knows that because he's read all their dossiers.
Right.
Like, that was so cruel to say. Yeah. Like, everything he says when he's departing is horrible. Yeah. Why would you want this man back? He is a terrible person.
And they don't.
It's entirely unearned, kind of, we love Major Payne now.
Yeah.
The whole thing is unearned because he never does any, like, he's...
There's a
he's decent to Tiger.
And there's the thing,
and
though.
And that's it.
Because Tiger can't do stuff because he's too little.
I'm too little.
And then he starts propping him up to do stuff.
It's the only good thing he does.
And he's good to Stone. Eventually.
Yes, he does basically. Good to him. He sees potential in him.
But then the kids like Stone.
Right.
You know, so. You're right. It is Stone totally unearned.
He was like the slacker, fuck this kind of guy. Like,
right. He
says
does.
There, like, you late found her, really.
He does teach him.
Yeah.
Like, there is. I can't say that he doesn't because he's military. Mm. He does basically make this kid realize that there's something more to him than just being this, like, delinquent punk.
Right.
And that, you know, there's more out there than what he's thinking. Absolutely. He does do that. Does he do it the right way?
No.
No. Does he do it genuinely?
Yeah.
No, he doesn't. Mm-hmm. He doesn't do it genuinely. He does not give a shit about any of these kids. Except for maybe Tiger. He does not give two shits about any of these kids.
Tiger and Stone are the only two that are in the next one when they form at the end.
Oh, though the other kids are still there.
Yeah.
They're just, there's more of them.
Oh, yeah, right.
All the kids are still there.
Yeah.
Because they're still in military. They're still in school.
Yeah.
The only one he truly gives a little bit of shit about is Tiger. And that's because Hillary
is
attached to Tiger. That's the only reason. There is no other reason why he's with these kids. And he does not give two shits about how they do.
True.
All he wants is to win that trophy. Has faith that they can do it because he trained them.
Yeah.
But he doesn't give two shits about what happens to these kids afterwards. Right. He does not care.
Right, and, you know, when they win, because it's a mid-90s movie, you have to have a dance.
Okay.
I forgot all about it.
Okay.
This is military games. The military wants traditional shit. They're not going to win fuck by doing a hip-hop routine.
What they did, and though, also, that's out of key.
And also, at what point... was hip hop even a thing?
I can back that up. At one point, before they even start doing the drills to prepare for this competition, the kid who is actually his nephew in real life is out on the field with a gun, and he starts dancing out there, and he watches him do it, and he takes note of it.
Is he the one who makes fun of Payne by doing a dance?
Yes. Yeah. That's actually his nephew. Yeah. It's in real life. That's his nephew. But that's where he sees the kid doing it. He takes note of it because we see him take note of it. And then we leave it until this part happens. Because that is like the only talent that this kid really has.
Right.
Is that he's got rhythm. And so they use it. What I can say about the routine, granted, it is a dance routine.
Yeah.
They do the steps, the traditional military steps properly.
Yeah.
Is it just me, or I always felt like when the walking in place looks really stupid?
It does.
Thank you.
It does.
I mean, the rest of it, everything can be in good rhythm and stuff, but just marching in place is so stupid.
I always thought salutes looked kind of weird. This is what a four looks like.
Yeah.
You could do the Red Dwarf one where you flip your hand three times and then slap the back of your head with your palm open.
Okay, that sounds kind of... Oh, yeah. Third Rock from the Sun.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, this is totally a visual medium that you're...
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. That's why I described how I smacked myself in the head.
I was going to say, they didn't get the audio of the...
Yeah, I totally slapped myself in the head.
And I just slapped myself in the head to make that sound. Yeah, and you know what? I regret it.
Well, it's silly now.
Just a
bit. The thing that bothered me...
Of, 40.
Yeah. No, the thing that bothered me about the dance scene wasn't the dance scene itself. It was the fact that it was done with seven kids.
Yeah.
It just felt like it came out of nowhere.
Wrong. Yeah. No, it didn't come out of nowhere for me because, like I said, they kind of showed that he was taking interest in it, and I could see that him doing something different might actually sway the judges a little bit, especially since this kid has rhythm that he obviously doesn't have.
Yeah.
So I could see him utilizing that to his advantage because he is, beyond everything I've said about him, a good soldier.
Yeah.
And one of the good and one of the things about being a good soldier is to be able to strategize and taking the pros that you have and using them to your advantage. This was something that he saw that this is a pro. He can use it to his advantage. So yeah, I could see him definitely throwing hip hop into their routine. Plus, this is the 90s. Didn't you see Sister Act 2?
It's mandatory. If not in a movie, then in over end credits.
Right. So, but like I said, though, the thing with the dance scene that bothered me most was legitimately the fact that there were only 7 kids in the dance scene.
Right.
Every other class had like 20 kids.
Yeah.
They had like 8.
And I think it was because they lost the games. A lot. Nobody wanted to go.
I could see that their ROTC being small.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I get that. It's just that the dance scene doesn't work unless you have more people involved. Even if you have like extras that have been there the whole time that don't have any lines.
I agree. Yeah.
You know?
He's been with me the whole time. Yeah. totally agree with you. Honestly, I think the way that I personally saw it, and you're right, there was some allusion to it, but the surprise of it, and I agree with Dan, is like it came out of nowhere.
Yeah, see, I didn't find it that way.
I'm just sorry. Like, if this is military games, the military wants military drills, and this isn't going to win them shit. Because unless it's a popular vote by the people in the audience, it doesn't matter if the military...
Well, what you see is you see
their feet tapping.
But you see in the background, you see the whitest dancers of all time in the background in the audience.
Mm-hmm.
There's that one guy sitting on the ground. Why?
Yeah.
Everyone else is standing.
There's that, and you have one lady who appears to be doing what I call the bus driver dance.
What?
You know, here, like what a bus driver does. Ride the wheel.
Okay.
Open the door. Come on in. Ride the bus driver.
Oh my God.
Like, there are classic white people in the background.
Yeah, there are. There really are.
Considering 4 white people around the table here.
Okay, there's at least one person in that audience that has their belt pulled clean up to their nipples.
They all did. It was the 90s. Oh. All high waist.
I had a grandfather who got his chest hair caught in his belt.
Oh my god.
Yeah,
just reminds me of...
He was white as fuck.
Reminds me of the Horrors of Spider Island. The male lead in Horrors of Spider Island. Gary! His pants are all the way up to his nipples.
Take comfort in my
beaches. Dude, you haven't seen it.
Oh my God, I am not joking.
It is so bad. It's so worth it, but it's because it's an MST3K.
Fast forward, we'll tie you over.
Honestly, what the hell's his name? What? The one that comes on late at night?
Zenguli.
Yeah. He fast-forwarded the dance scene for us.
Yeah.
I was happy because I watched this movie on its own without the MST3K. And then I saw the MST3K. Yeah.
It's like Mike and the bots make it way more tolerable.
Which is usually why we do this, too.
Yes.
Yep.
You know, when we do this, at the end of it where... You know, like it's revealed Major Payne is married to Emily.
Oh, her name is Emily.
Is her name?
married to Emily.
He's married to Hillary.
But we don't see her again because she's been acquired. We don't need to see her again.
She's back at the French Prince. She's back in LA.
No, she's in Westport.
What?
She lives in Westport.
Does she really?
My boss, my day job is a friend of hers.
Really?
Yes, she lives here.
Pretty cool.
Wait, are we talking about the actor or the character?
No,
yes.
Karen Parsons.
The actress lives
the town next door to us.
Oh, nice. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, actually, because my boss did that. She was like a few weeks ago, she's like, hey, show me a picture. She's like, hey, who's this? I'm like, That's Hillary from The Fresh Prince. She's like, yeah, that's a friend of mine. I'm like,
oh, I thought, wait, so.
Well, it's like Taya Leone. She owns a fucking house out in fucking Pandanero.
Or
she's at Target a lot.
Or she did.
Well, at least she did, yeah.
When she was with David Duchovny, they had a house in Pandanero.
Jenny Slate actually owns a store in Fairhaven.
Well, I know she's, because, well, she's local.
Yeah.
Jenny Slate.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, so, I mean, it is something very local, but no, Hillary Banks is local.
Oh, that's pretty neat. That's actually pretty cool.
On the Taya Leone thing, she once misplaced her children at the Target I worked at, and she was very cross with me about it. And it's like, you misplaced them.
No kidding, really?
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow. Oh, shit. Yeah. He texted me. He was like, guess who was just in Target? Guess who I just met? And I'm like, who? And he's like, Taya Leone. I'm like, was David Duchovny with her? I was so gone.
It's like, no.
I was
like,
it wasn't there. I will be right there because I worked in Dartmouth. I'm like, I will be fucking right there. I will close my store. I will go. Like, now.
Now, at the end of it, where he's like more welcoming and,
you know,
I
want an
emphasis that we would be a family. Think of me as a commanding officer, but also
your friend.
And then he shaves a seeing eye dog.
Oh, God.
That poor baby.
I was like, that poor German Shepherd.
It's like, you know, don't shave their coats. It's,
why isn't the dog wearing a working dog vest? Or was that not a thing yet?
I'm not sure if that was...
Like, I don't, or probably
not. Probably
care.
Not. I think that was something like 15, 16 years ago.
Why are you letting your seeing eye dog run around?
I mean, a dog is still a dog. They want to play sometimes.
So. Right, yeah.
They're trained to not do that shit, right?
No, they gotta play, but there's usually a signal or a sound.
I was gonna say, if they're given a command that they're allowed to do what they want. Because he was just standing there, and then he called the dog back to him. So it's likely, it's likely he let the dog roam.
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not, I can't read too much into it because, you know.
We see him for, what, a minute?
Yeah.
This character is there for
such
a minute.
Spiky hair.
Yeah.
Spiky 90s
some
hair.
Straight up some Jamie Kennedy hair.
For reals.
Oh, shit. Now,
don't be hating.
That's about. God, I worked with a guy who was pretty much him.
Oh
God, man. I'm sorry.
He called himself Cynical. Ugh. I called him Cinnabon.
I know him.
Yes, you do.
Fuck, I know.
Yes, you do.
Oh, okay.
Yes, you do, man.
Did he have a tattoo?
Uh-huh.
He had a tattoo on his neck.
Oh, of his own neck.
So he wouldn't forget who he was because he was dumb as shit.
Was his real name Mikey?
No.
Dog people.
Yeah.
So I'm not. That's why I didn't say the last name of the person I just said.
It's like, no, Cynical is...
He was a special boy. You're bringing back core memories. Yeah, you're never going to look at that Jamie Kennedy movie the same.
No.
I saw it, I was like, oh.
Why am I watching a Jamie Kennedy movie anyway?
Yeah.
It's like, time out.
Scream.
Why am I watching this? What's happened to my life?
Who's Jamie Kennedy?
You sweet son of a
Malibu's Mouse Wanted, y'all.
Be thankful. You don't know.
I don't know. It just sounds familiar.
Do you ever see the movie Scream?
Not all the way through.
Do you remember the guy who was, like, given the rules about scary movies?
Randy?
No.
Okay, then you don't have to worry about it.
Okay.
Wasn't he a VJ on like MTV?
That was another one. Woman and Kennedy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, Kennedy the VJ. She is unassailable. Leave her alone.
She was fine. He played in Son of Mask.
Oh, that's right. How I know that name.
That's right.
I never saw it, but I love watching.
So bad it tanked him.
I love watching people rip apart. Or praise shitty movies.
Yeah,
so I'm like, that's where I know the name from a review of that, because I thankfully I never actually watched the movie.
Yeah,
have you ever heard of a YouTuber named Saber Spark?
Yes.
All right.
I watch him.
Yeah. Now, while we wrap this up, we'll go ahead and take a little time for ourselves. I'm going to cough my brains out. And we'll
Me too.
Back. And we're back. So, fantasy casting I had for this one is take two of the characters to replace the actors, mm-hmm. replacing Damon Wayans and Steven Martini.
With?
With Andre Bauer and Andy Samberg. yeah. So,
I'm on a boat.
Captain Raymond Holt.
Oh, okay.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, you would just binge watching that.
Yeah. So it just occurred to me.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine is great. Yeah.
We're going through it, and I'm like, okay, I just thought.
Can't we put Terry Crews in there somewhere, too? Just to be Terry Crews?
Well, that's where it was.
Stone?
Yeah.
Or whatever. He gets
no.
He doesn't even. No, see, no. Terry Crews doesn't even have to be a character. He just needs to be in the background, just smiling at you. And it makes the movie 30.
What the hell was going on here?
He can be the principal.
Yeah, he wandered around trying
to... You have the green boys. What happened here?
He's trying to catch butterflies.
Well, I love yogurt.
Yes, yogurt. He's going to catch yogurt in a butterfly
net. I'm sorry. I'm just thinking about him in the Adam Sandler movie Blended, where he's singing. The entire time he's blending singing.
And that's the Africa movie, right?
Yes.
That's the Adam Sandler wanted to go to Africa movie.
Yeah, he wanted to go to Africa.
Not
so
bad.
It's really not.
No.
It's, Blended is not a bad movie, and neither is Just Go With It.
Yeah.
That's also a very good movie.
We just need to address the fact that like Netflix continues to give that man money.
But it works.
So doing stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it works.
Oh, I saw him on the cover of the AARP magazine.
Oh, God.
I have to stop and go, no, stop.
Which also, ironically, too, was from Brooklyn Nine-Nine, is where you had that joke, too. It was like, oh, I'm making a serious movie about the Russian Revolution.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, who's Kevin James playing?
Yeah, very funny.
Trotsky.
Yeah. Well.
But I would say with Raymond Holt doing Major Payne instead.
It would have been a better movie by far.
Yeah. But his voice is so...
Why are you not paying attention?
I specifically told you.
Just passionate.
Now you'll be bulging.
I like him indifferent, though.
Why?
He's great.
Yeah. Why are none of you having fun? I specifically request.
And his rivalry with Kira Sedgwick is fantastic.
So she'd be head of the other school.
Yes, it would be perfect.
Nice.
Yes.
Once time is over.
Oh, God.
We get the trophy.
That show is so good.
We get the trophy. So you go ahead, get the trophy from
now?
Wench's team. I will resign my command.
Oh,
you placed the call, didn't you?
Which one of them is Rosa?
Oh.
An anonymous call may have been made.
Yeah.
Then who's the love interest that should not be having all them red flags?
Has to be a dude.
All I can think of is Kevin, but he doesn't... He's also equally cool as a cucumber.
No,
so.
Did we ever... I can't remember if meet Captain Holt's husband.
Yes, we do.
Okay, then
remember the corn crying.
Right. So
Pantone colors.
So it has to be him.
One of the best scenes in that show is when Kevin got blinded or something, and they like
yes.
burning, and they finally the elusive corn crake or whatever the hell flies in front of them during the park, and they've been kind of having this argument thing throughout the episode, and Holt just. Starts describing the corn crate to Kevin.
In Pantone color.
I know, it's amazing.
Pantone 324.
Kevin is like, oh, this is wonderful.
Oh, goodness.
He just thinks it's so wonderful because he understands what the fuck he's saying, you know?
Yes, it's great.
I'm
just not sure how that fits in with Major Payne.
It doesn't, it just makes it that much better.
Mm-hmm.
It's just seeing Captain Holt with children. It's just funny as hell. It's just funny.
Yes, I agree.
Why would your tax expenses are here? Why? Why do we? You live in these barracks now. You stay here and you're because your captain commands it. Of course, you have one who's sucking up to him too much. The Amy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, the Amy. Peralta, definitely the Stone character.
Yes, yes.
Oh, but, oh absolutely. 100%.
What about
Andy Samberg? Yep.
Yeah.
What about. Do we have a dorky one?
Oh, Charles?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that would be the one who's being played by the Shermanator.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Did you have Hitchcock and Scully be the fat kid that was in the dress?
Yes.
Yes.
They put his head on his shoulder.
There'd be one on each shoulder.
Yeah, right.
Well, it's actually kind of comfy.
It's actually nice here. Yeah.
How'd you do that? It's prettier.
This movie's so much better already.
But so would they have to solve their own crime then?
Well, no, they're still in the ROTC, so they still have to go against a rival ROTC.
Well, I'm just saying because in the movie they were stealing trophies, so maybe it's a sting.
Yeah. You guys go with you.
Oh no, we can leave everybody the way they are. Just add Marlon in there. Just add him as Marlon. It can be his character from Scary Movie. It could be...
There's a dude with the half afro.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just him as that character.
Yeah.
And let it go. To me, that would have made the movie...
Say anything or do anything?
Oh, yeah. He's a stoner. So, yeah. Honestly, just his character being there would have made the movie that much more enjoyable for me.
I just remembered Scary Movie 2 where they did the girl from the ring.
Yes!
Banger. Yeah,
yes!
What are we doing? No, girl, hang on. Just get right back down there.
That's so bad,
fucking
man.
God.
Ah, yeah. Just this him alone would have made this movie better for me.
So, now, my whole thing isn't really a... It's not a fantasy casting so much as it's a fantasy movie based on In Living Color that I would have rather have seen.
rewrite?
I'd watch a Homie D. Clown movie.
Yes.
It doesn't even have to have a plot. Just him walking around just beating people with like a brick and a sock. That's for you. And that's for your dumbass daddy.
Every one of those who went Tommy Davidson when he took the hit with the sock.
Yeah.
And he would blue screen for a second. And then, ow. Why did I play that, homie? Why are you going to hit me? Ow.
You actually did hit yourself.
Yeah.
I want to know
in the damn ring.
What was that red-haired kid from? He looks so familiar.
The Shermanator. He's from American Pie.
I've never seen that.
Did you ever see
the one that took all the laxatives?
Did you ever see She's All That?
I don't really remember it much.
He's the one who ate the pubes on the pizza.
That's the one.
Did you ever see...
Was he in Pete and Pete? I feel like...
I don't think so. Did you ever see...
he just looks like random other people.
Did you ever see Can't Hardly Wait? He's the kleptomaniac in Clamp. I can continue if you want to know.
A little bit like Bobby Budner.
He's in every 90s teen movie you can imagine.
Maybe I'm confusing him with one of the dorky friends from Christmas Story because he's kind of got similar teeth.
Yes, I think you are.
He looks a lot like the bully from Christmas Story.
That too, yeah. Both of them.
It's the red hair with the freckles, man. He had
red eyes, I swear. Red eyes.
Yeah, he's been in a couple of movies we've done on this show.
Well, any TV shows?
TV? I don't think so.
Okay, I guess I'm just mistaking him for other people. I'm just like, he looks like he belongs on The Adventures of Pete and Pete.
Well, yeah, he'd be like one of their cousins.
He looks like Danny Tamborelli and the other dude put together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like I want to see him, go try to stay up for several days in a row as one of the night crawlers.
His real name is Chris Owen. He's almost in every single American Pie movie.
Yeah, I've never seen any of them.
Really?
No.
You've never seen a dude fuck a pie?
I've heard of it. I'm just thinking of... A Clone High, you know, with Gandhi, like sex with a pie.
No.
Sex with a pie.
Why don't you just rent it?
Sex. Hi.
Why don't you just rent it?
Okay, I'm going to have to show you a clip of the Shermanator because he is very memorable.
I would very much like to see that.
Okay, we will do this off mic.
We'll do that off mic, but yeah, you'll see him, you'll be like, oh wait, now I remember him, and then you'll cringe.
Yes.
Even though I've never seen American Pie.
You will know him from Cultural Osmosis.
Yeah, you'll know who he is, yeah. So,
he was also in one of the last Sharknado movies. Yeah.
Yes, he was. He was older Gil.
Yes.
That's right, yeah. So, next week, We will be playing a rerun again, but we will be doing our episode of Arsenic and Old Lace.
Oh, sweet. That's also from the AFI.
Yeah, that is like right around mid-level. It's like number 52. It should be way higher than that.
So hold on, time out.
This list is subjective. Major Pain
was higher than Arsenic and Old Lace.
No, it was lower.
Lower, okay.
This list is still objective.
I agree.
Remember, this list was still created by one human being.
Yeah, I agree.
So,
seriously, why don't they have a committee for this shit?
It depends on who puts it out. Like, if this was...
they have a committee for
like,
this
I'm sure
That's
Rolling
Internet
Stone
forms.
Has done it. I'm sure, like, other yeah. publications have done a top 100. And I guarantee you some of them are still going to be in the same...
It's AFI.
Like,
it's the American Film Institute.
Yeah, so one dude, one they basically went, you do the top 100. And he might have gone around asking, how would you rate this one? How would you rate that one? But it's very subjective.
It's extremely... That's the whole point of it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I mean, you'll get that one. Was the only one because I will be out of the state for next weekend.
Okay.
But we'll do Arsenic and Old Lace, a actual funny fucking movie.
Oh God, it's so good.
Yeah.
Such a good movie.
Yeah, and well, here we have too many Teddy Roosevelts. Can you be Napoleon Bonaparte? So with that, be good. Take care of yourself, but don't be too good.
Magic.